Listen, Dr. Masood Chhab, the clearing patient's name is Loretta Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A. Date of birth is 12-10-1933. Date of service is 11-18-2022. Miss Anderson is a very pleasant 89-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation, on Coumadin, history of COPD, on oxygen, history of chronic kidney disease, diastolic congestive heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, admitted to the hospital with complaints of pain. She was bending to pick up something when she heard a snap. Since then, she's been having significant pain in her lower back. She was Her pain was progressively getting worse, so she came to the emergency room. In the emergency room, a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done, which revealed L4 compression fracture, large hiatal hernia, as well as nodular mass-like consolidation in the right lower lobe, as well as a right adnexal mass. Multiple hyper-enhancing liver lesions of variable sizes were seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was given pain medications. Also, physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was given oxycodone as well as lidoderm patch. TLSO brace was also ordered. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she is laying in her bed complaining of pain in her back. She says that otherwise she's been feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She states that when she walks or does any activity, she does get short of breath. She denies any palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaint. Past medical history. Has been significant for diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, COPD. Next, DJD. Past surgical history. No significant past surgical history. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known allergies to penicillin, procaine, and streptomycin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of chronic kidney disease. Uh, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, and she does complain of shortness of breath with exertion. She does have history of COPD on home oxygen, 3 liters nasal cannula. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of hiatal hernia. Genitourinary, no complaints. She does have history of chronic kidney disease. Neurological, no history of TIA or CVA, denies any history of focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she denies any complaints of musculoskeletal. She does complaints of history of arthritis, complaints of joint pains, complaining of back pain. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and active to light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed, no thyromegaly. Heart rhythm 2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1-2/6, rhythm of order was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Diminished breath sounds in the bases, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, L4 compression fracture. Next, back pain. Next, right lung mass. Next, right adnexal mass. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, COPD. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about her symptoms and discuss with family about her medications also. We'll continue current medications. We'll hold on her antihypertensives as well as her Bumex. She was initially dehydrated in the hospital. She does not have any swelling in her legs. Her lungs sound fairly stable. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her weights. We'll get a repeat chest x-ray. We'll check routine labs. We'll use Bumex as needed. We'll also restart blood pressure medications if the blood pressure trends upward. We'll continue other medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.